Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Talking to people in Buffalo, there's a level of relax, but complacency is not a factor here. They have certainly been looking inside the trade market for a vertical deep route receiver. If they can find someone that is good for them price-wise, they have just $2 million in cap space, and also someone that can immediately come in and have an impact with Josh, don't be surprised to see them make a move.
Cameron Wolf. The trade deadline is Tuesday, and that's likely to still be on the minds of many fans here, with there still being this, you know, typical game of the year coming up on Sunday. Welcome back to Neighbors Pub in Kenmore. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll have Alex Gold from Kansas City Radio at 4 and Sal Capaccio at 5 right now with us, as it is Friday at 3:30 Eastern. Sam Paniatovich, Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Sam, you've been mostly, if not entirely, steadfast on your belief in the Bills this year. It's interesting to me, and I know you've talked around this, if not about this week on your show, that they're coming off what kind of probably, at least on paper, looked like a feel-good, we're-back kind of win, 40-9. But do the betting markets reflect that? Do you sense that the confidence in the Bills, from your perspective, is any better or greater because of what happened in Carolina?
I feel fine. I'm just jealous that you guys are at the bar without me, if we're being completely honest. That's what I'm
focused on. So doors are open.
Well, it might take me about 7 hours to get there. You won't be
there,
Mike.
Well, you did. Just so you know, just to paint a little picture for you, you did miss a tray of Jello shots just as we were starting our show.
Several.
So, you know, that's the vibe here.
Come on. FOMO is real. I also would like to make a side bet that Alex Gold takes the Chiefs in the game. We can talk about that later, too. Look, I love when people are so confident in a bet, generally speaking. You ask 10 people outside of Buffalo who's winning this game, you're going to hear Chiefs 8 or 9 times. And those are the spots that I just salivate about as a bettor, because as we know, the chandeliers didn't build themselves, as my dad famously says in Vegas. You know, when it looks so easy, it never really is. And if you go back, let's just go back a calendar year. When the Chiefs and Bills are playing in Orchard Park, Buffalo's a 2.5-point favorite. Last year, same two teams for the most part, mostly the same rosters, same coaches, same quarterbacks, and now the Chiefs are favored by 2? I get they've been playing well, but Buffalo also scored 40 last week. So I don't know, guys. I think these two teams are about equal on a neutral, and I give Buffalo about 3 points for home field. So from a numbers standpoint, I like the Bills. From a narrative standpoint, people are going to like the Chiefs, though, because they've won 4 out of 5. They're scoring 30 points per game over that span, and the Chiefs' offense is healthy. But these are the games against Mahomes the Bills win, right?
That's right. It's happened, you know, multiple times now that they've gotten this game and not gotten the other. You know, they are basically, I think, the same from your perspective, from the betting perspective. For us, I think it's, you know, Rashee Rice is back and healthy, and Xavier Worthy is now, like, established as a weapon, whereas when they met last year in the regular season, he had really not blasted off yet. Kelce looks sort of reborn, and I you know, so there's stuff. I think last year the Chiefs looked like a wounded animal all year, and all they did was keep winning these games that didn't seem like they should win, but they did. This year they got off to a rockier start, but now they look like they're really firing, and I think that's – I don't know if that's reflected by the betting markets are taking that into account, but I know the psyches of Bills fans definitely are.
100%. I think the crowd oftentimes is overplayed in an NFL game, but – The Bills crowd needs to be into this thing. I don't want Patrick Mahomes to be able to hear himself think. And that would be nice if Buffalo could strike first. I think their ability to run the ball, though, is enticing. Now, granted, James Cook's not going to run for 200-plus against Kansas City's defense, but you can control the ball against Kansas City. You can. I mean, their defense has been much better against the pass, but if you can keep them guessing, that's the jam. That's how you kind of hang with Kansas City, and then you need your best player to be at his best in the fourth quarter. And I think the Chiefs are obviously solid. They're Super Bowl favorites. But the Bills have the ingredients. I mean, even the playoff losses, which nobody in Buffalo wants to talk about. Every game was close except for the first one. Was that 2020 when they won by a couple touchdowns?
Yep.
Like, the Chiefs and Bills have been in 9 games together with Mahomes and Allen. 8 of them have been close. So you guys can play with them, and you have the ingredients to win.
The first game is still, for me, the most confusing of them all. Bills were up 9-0 in the COVID AFC Championship and somehow just completely got blown out after that. I mean, they had just been so good, better than the Chiefs going into that game, and just I don't know what happened there. There is, Sam, within this great modern rivalry, the two quarterbacks and their own head-to-head rivalry stuff, and then the MVP awards and everything like that. I think maybe a lot of us are waiting for Allen to just sort of take over maybe a little bit here. Still within the confines of the offense, not taking as many chances, limit the interceptions, but don't you kind of feel it's narrative street, but here's Mahomes and here's a season where people are asking questions. This could be a day where if you believe in Allen, like, to the fullest, that he proves to you why you did.
Definitely. And Allen's props have been bet. I can tell you the last couple days we've seen a lot of uptick on the Allen props. The rushing prop has been just destroyed. That number now on Allen rushes is 43.5. It was 39.5 when it opened, so they've been betting it the last, like, 24 to 36 hours, and I don't need to tell you guys, Josh Allen, star player, probably going to bet, people are going to bet overs as we get closer, because kickoff is still almost 2 full days away, and I assure you the public is going to be parlaying Allen overs and Allen touchdowns. I hate the touchdown number at plus 105. I was hoping to get a little bit more. I was looking for, like, 125, 130, but... Again, people bet Allen. These two quarterbacks have also, like, taken off a ton on the ground. When they play each other, when Allen and Mahomes go head-to-head, they boogie. Like, the seatbelt light is off, and they run. So that's something to pay attention to as well. I also think, guys, this total's a little high at 52.5. I mean, I don't know. Like, 24-23 seems to be my landing score either way. I hope the Bills win. I would love a Bills win. But I think 52.5 is a little high on the total side.
I think the rushing, the quarterback rushing props, if you didn't exactly say this, reflect what might be desperation in this game. We saw Allen 2 years ago when they got to a point of the season when, like, they might not even make it. Then he just started running like crazy. And you want to think that that's still in him.
Yeah, and I think you can couple that with the Bills' struggles in the passing game and thinking, like, he might be, forget about designed runs, he just might be more prone. We've seen it. I mean, he's scrambling around in this Carolina game, and he didn't have big yardage. He got sacked a few times holding the ball for 10 seconds trying to make something happen. I think he might be more apt to take off and run if he doesn't see something in the first 3 seconds he's standing there in the pocket. So that'll get you some rushing yards.
I really think, guys, the key to the game is, can you protect the ball, number one, and can you run the ball? I don't need to come on Buffalo Radio and talk about what Allen did against Atlanta and New England. We all know that. It's water under the bridge. But if they can protect the ball and they can run it, they can win this game. Pro Football Focus, I like a lot of their stuff. I also dislike a lot of their stuff, but I think a lot of their gradings are fair. They've got the Chiefs 24th against the run on defense. So if you believe in the metrics, you can run on them, and I believe the Bills have the options to do that.
What is that from? Who's been running on the Chiefs that I've missed? Wasn't Washington, wasn't Vegas. Those were blowouts.
Did Detroit run on them?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The confounding thing, Sam, I mean, this is a very sort of tried and true footballism, is, you know, why do I want to be good on running the ball, right? Why do I want to have a, like Sean McDermott's been saying, a two-dimensional offense? I want to be able to do both things. And, you know, when you run the ball well, you should be able to take advantage passing. And that has been the thing that has been lacking. Now, in a game like last week, the Bills will certainly tell you they didn't need to do it. But, you know, those of us sitting back here watching every snap, not just reading the box score afterward, are going to say when they did try to pass, it looked it looked messy. So that's the thing that I think has got most Bills fans kind of psyched out. It's in my head. Like, will they have enough juice in a passing game if, you know, they have trouble handling Mahomes and all these weapons that he's got at his disposal now? Can I keep up in the air if I have to?
Who's catching a touchdown for the Bills? You guys got to give me a touchdown score, please. I need it.
I've run cold. I want to make excuses for last night, and I don't think anybody would want to listen to them, but, man, so right there. Directionally accurate, likely. Ricard.
At least I got Mark Andrews right. Everything else I missed on last
Andrews,
night.
Andrews, he throws four. Who catches a touchdown? Maybe Shakir is. I mean, that's a little safe, but there's nobody else I really like. Knox can happen. That's happened against Kansas City. That's going to be a way better price. Anybody come to mind for you?
I think Kincaid is where I would look. He has been really effective and dangerous when he's on the field. He's just not on the field that much. That might be health-related. That might just be, you know, they want to do different things. Maybe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music. While you wait and wait and... wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
A combination of both, I don't know, but I would look at Kincaid in the touchdown market myself.
I'm going to do one for each of you. I'm going to do Kincaid at plus 240, and Mike's first guy was Shakir, who you can get at plus 220. I'm going to bet them both individually. Yep, no parlay, Bulldog, individual.
What's wrong with you?
All you need is one.
Don't you want to lose, Sam?
To make a small win, you just need one. With Sam Paniadovich, college or pro or both, what are a couple of your favorite plays for the weekend?
I really like SMU. They're at home against Miami, a team that will be playing its first football game outside the state of Florida tomorrow.
Wow. Yep.
Tomorrow's November 1st, if you weren't aware. So they have not played outside their comfort zone in a long, long time. And Mario Cristobal is a coach that I do respect. I'm a defender of Mario more than most. But his record in November and December is not good at Miami, 4-10, and that's straight up, guys. That's not against the spread. That is straight up. SMU got bet. We saw a couple big five-figure bets in Vegas. SMU was catching 12 the other day. This number is now 11.5, 10.5, so I like it. Otherwise, guys I know like it, so that's good enough for me. And then I did bet some 3 on the Raiders. I expect Bowers to just dominate. Yes. And we know Travis Hunter is out for Jacksonville. I don't think the Jags should be favored anywhere by a field goal.
Please be right. You're excited about your fantasy team, I know, from listening. And, you know, you're slipping that in because Joe is definitely not asking you for an update on your fantasy team, but you're slipping that in. You're making do. Man, I feel like I'm making do with 50 Bowers teams and I'm getting nothing there. So if I could get a second half, I want to think you're right. I'm just never on Jacksonville, and maybe the Raiders off a bye, right? Maybe the Raiders can put something on the field that looks something like a good team. I don't know. I didn't think I was going to end there.
I didn't
mean to end there. All right.
Thank you for your fully signed confidence, Mike. I appreciate you.
I know.
Going to bat with me on the Raiders.
So, Genty and Bowers, come on. Come on.
Sam, what is the Halloween scene like in the Paniadovich neighborhood?
I last year I bought full-size candy bars. The doorbell got rang twice. So I don't know what I'm doing this year. I mean, we got the candy. It's just nobody rings the doorbell anymore. What's wrong with these kids?
You guys should talk about your Halloween experiences. You having all the candy out on the porch.
Well,
No.
My oldest son and his girlfriend will be manning the station until I get home. Turns out, Sam, where we are broadcasting from today is about 2 miles from where I live. So I'll get home soon enough to take over. But yeah, there was a year where I left the bowl on the porch and went to do something around the side of the house. And came back, and the bowl, like a bunch of teenagers were fleeing the scene, and the bowl was still spinning. The empty bowl was still spinning. I got cleaned out by one group four teenagers.
Sucks.
To be fair, I would have taken the candy and the bowl when I was a teenager.
right.
Bulldog's close to home, as he said. He's in costume. He's going to walk home trick-or-treating along the way. So that's the plan.
But we get a lot of traffic, but the weather's supposed to be pretty rank. Yeah, like rain and wind, and doesn't sound great, but usually we are really busy.
So. All right. Good luck. At least you have the candy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, gentlemen. Go Bills. Let's get it.
Odyssey Sports betting insider Sam Paniadovich on the Wester Hotline. More on the Chiefs with Alex Gold coming up at 4, about 15 or so minutes away from Neighbors Pub on Kenmore Avenue. Football Friday continues next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.